Not too long ago, there was a chance for people to win $1.3 billion, and although that chance was very slim, it didn't stop anyone from imagining what they would do with all of that money. So I went around Carmel High School asking the students and teachers what they would spend $1.3 billion on, and I got a variety of answers.
I think the first thing I would do is quit high school
and move to somewhere nice like California.
I would buy that island in Dubai. That one, like, private island, I would buy one of those houses and just live there for the rest of my life.
Give to people that need it. I would definitely go on a really, really nice, long vacation.
I'd probably put it in savings account, have it gain interest, use it towards college.
Take care of college and stuff, get savings first, and I'd probably take, like, $20 million, just blow it on whatever I want to blow it on.
I would just go everywhere I wanted to go all the time, especially in the summertime, just see everything, travel around, and I would have the coolest physics equipment ever in my classroom.
Give half of it to charity. Keep the other half because I like money.
I would probably give a lot of it away because I wouldn't be able to spend that much. And I'd buy some makeup.
I would hire a financial advisor so I can use that money and let it last me for the duration of my life. And then I would spend it on, you know, a plethora of things, like my family, my tuition for college, and tons of Wendy's spicy chicken nuggets.
I would get brownies, like a bunch of brownies, yeah.
I would buy an insane computer.
I'd get cats.
It's not school appropriate.
I would buy me and my best friend front row 5 seconds of summer tickets.
I'd buy a farm.
I think I'd buy a horse. I'd see if they give me a parking pass for the horse. That'd be pretty nice.
With $1.3 billion, the possibilities are endless. I know if I had that kind of money, I would not be stuck in Indiana. So what would you do with $1.3 billion? For WHJE and the Public Service Department, this has been JC Wolf. To find more stories like this, head to WHJE.com.